Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant milestone, Andhra Pradesh has been officially declared Naxal-free, marking a major achievement in the country's efforts to eliminate left-wing extremism. This declaration comes as a result of the Union Government's deadline for nationwide LWE elimination, which was set for 31st March 2026 as part of the Samadhan strategy. What makes this significant is that Andhra Pradesh's declaration as Naxal-free is a result of intense operations and a comprehensive approach that combines security, development, and rehabilitation. The state's last active Maoist unit, the Andhra-Odisha Border Special Zonal Committee, has been dismantled, and a key CPI, Maoist, Central Committee member, Cheluri Narayana Rao, has surrendered. This surrender symbolized the collapse of the Maoist movement in the state. First, let's understand what it means for an area to be declared Naxal-free. An area is considered Naxal-free when there are no active Maoist armed squads operating in the region, no extortion or violence incidents have been recorded in the past 12 to 18 months, security forces have full operational control, and development infrastructure such as roads, schools, and banks can operate without any threat. Andhra Pradesh joins a growing list of formerly LWE-affected states, including Telangana and Chhattisgarh, where the movement has been significantly degraded. Building on this, the Union Government's Samadhan strategy has been instrumental in achieving this milestone. The strategy combines smart leadership, aggressive strategy, motivation and training, actionable intelligence, dashboard-based key performance indicators, harnessing technology, action plan for each theater, and no complacency. This approach has been combined with the Aspirational Districts Program, which focuses on economic development in LWE-affected districts, addressing both the security and socio-economic roots of insurgency. Crucially, the numbers indicate a significant decline in LWE-related violence and incidents. In Andhra Pradesh, 18 Maoists have been neutralized in recent operations, and over 120 weapons, including INSAS rifles and .303 rifles, have been recovered. The dismantling of the AOPSC, the last active Maoist unit in the state, marks a major achievement. Now, let's turn to the historical context of the Naxal movement. The movement traces its origin to the Naxalbari uprising of 1967, a peasant revolt led by Charu Majumdar and Kanu Sanyal in Naxalbari village, Darjeeling district, West Bengal, against zamindari exploitation. The movement spread through Bengal, Bihar, and Andhra Pradesh in the 1970s. The CPI, Maoist, was formed in 2004 through the merger of the People's War Group and the Maoist Communist Center of India. The party has been classified as a terrorist organization under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. It is worth pausing here to note that the Naxal movement had a significant presence in the Red Corridor, which stretched from the Nepal border through Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, and Andhra Pradesh to the Andhra-Telangana coast. The AOPSC was the joint structure managing operations across the Odisha border. And here is something that surprises many students: the Greyhounds, Andhra Pradesh's dedicated anti-insurgency force, have been widely credited as the primary driver of the state's LWE elimination. The Greyhounds' combination of local intelligence networks, small-team jungle operations, and civilian-friendly doctrine proved far more effective than large-scale military-style operations. Now, let us look at the implications of this development. The declaration of Andhra Pradesh as Naxal-free marks a significant milestone in the country's efforts to eliminate LWE. However, there are still fewer than 25 core districts, primarily in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region and parts of Jharkhand, where LWE remains a challenge. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, remember that the Samadhan strategy, the Greyhounds, and the AOPSC are all important concepts to note for the UPSC exam. The Naxalbari uprising, the formation of the CPI, Maoist, and the Red Corridor are also crucial facts to remember. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Andhra Pradesh Naxal Free Declaration was made on March 30 to 31, 2026, meeting the Union Government's deadline for nationwide LWE elimination. The key surrender was that of Chelluri Narayana Rao, a CPI, Maoist, Central Committee member. The last active unit was the AOPSC, and over 120 weapons, including INSAS rifles and .303 rifles, were recovered. The LWE decline has been significant, with affected districts reducing from over 120 in 2010 to fewer than 25 in 2026, and violence reduction of around 89% since 2010. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Samadhan strategy, the Greyhounds, and the AOPSC are all important concepts to note for the exam. The Naxalbari uprising, the formation of the CPI, Maoist, and the Red Corridor are also crucial facts to remember. This topic is relevant to the UPSC syllabus, particularly in the context of internal security and governance. In conclusion, the declaration of Andhra Pradesh as Naxal-free marks a significant milestone in the country's efforts to eliminate left-wing extremism, and it has significant implications for the country's internal security and governance. The Samadhan strategy and the Greyhounds have been instrumental in achieving this milestone, and it is essential to remember the key facts and concepts related to this topic for the UPSC exam.